Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, if you brought your Bible, turn to a couple of places. Let's go to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel, the second chapter, and then Romans, the 13th chapter. If you didn't bring a Bible with you, we have extra Bibles. Be glad to let you use one of ours. Hold up your hand and the ushers will get one to you. 1 Samuel 2, do you have your Bible there? 1 Samuel 2. And then Romans 13. We've been on a series for some days now. We're calling Honor to Whom Honor. Honor to Whom Honor. And our text here, this second chapter, tells of how Eli was over the house of God and his sons were ministers under him. And they were wicked men. And they did evil things. They stole the people's offerings. They were having affairs with the women that came. And they were just despising and abusing the things of God all over the house of God. And the Lord warned them and spoke to their father. And he gave them a little slap on the hand reprimand, but he didn't do anything about it. And now judgment has come. You remember the Bible said, if you don't judge yourself, you'll be judged. And so that's what is happening now. In verse 29, he told Eli, he said, you have honored your sons above me. You know, when you let stuff go that you could change and have control over, and you know it's wrong, but you let it go, the devil's counting on you loving that flesh so much that you let wrong stuff go. You allow it to continue, and it's wrong. You're not doing your children, your friends, your brothers, your sisters, any favors by being an enabler to them to disrespect the things of God. Are you? He said, you've honored your sons above me. Verse 31, wherefore the Lord God of Israel said, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, be it far from me. For them that honor me, I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. A very sobering thought. We got into this on our last message about not despising his things, even though God had given Eli and his sons and their sons after them this privilege of priesthood and ministry. Now they have lost it. Even though God gives you something precious, if you despise it, you will lose it. You know, the promised land that God gave that first generation of Israelites that He delivered out of Egyptian bondage, the Bible said they despised the good land that God had given them. Did they lose it? They did. Even though God had already given it to them, even though it was prepared for them from the foundation, the Bible said, you couldn't say it wasn't the will of God for them to go in there, and yet that whole older generation, none of them lived there. They lived their shortened life out in that dry desert and never experienced the plan of God for their life. Wonder if that's ever happened with anybody else. It has. It's sad. But there are many people of God that are just experiencing a dry, bleak existence. And it comes back to despising the things of God. Now, when we hear the word despise in modern vernacular and usage, people think of disdain. But no, despising the things of God can be as simple as ignoring them, not acknowledging them. Read that last phrase out loud with me, if you would, the 30th verse. For them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Read that out loud again, please, with me. For them that honor me, I will honor. and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Ever how you treat him is how he's going to treat you. Now the word honor basically means from the Hebrew words heavy or weighty. And that same word is translated glory. When you're experiencing the glory of God, you are experiencing His honor. It's what is on the inside of Him. You do believe that there is nothing disrespectful in God, nothing dishonoring or not honorable in Him. That's where it came from. Honor came from Him. And in commerce, back when this was written, you understand that they had an understanding of the word. If you wanted to buy something, you didn't just pull out paper. You pulled out, usually, precious metals. Sometimes you traded. You might trade grain or you might trade livestock or whatever. But the scale was used. You know, the one with the chains and the pans, little ones and big ones. And so if something was cheap, you just put a little bit on the pan and balanced how much it cost. But if something was really high quality, it took some heavy. You might know what I'm talking about. You had to pile a bunch of gold on that to balance it out, to equal the price to buy, because this is a high quality. This is a very expensive, valuable item. Well, despise is the opposite of that. Did you see where he said, if you despise me, you'll be lightly esteemed? That's what despise means. Despise means to treat as insignificant, unimportant, no big deal. There's a word you hear nowadays, whatever, that describes despising. You ought not use that word like that. We ought not use that word, whatever. That is despising. What's the problem with that? Well, you despise and you're going to be despised. You treat God's things as unimportant and insignificant and trivial, your things will be treated as unimportant and insignificant. But the good news is, the first part, if you honor Him, how many know you can count on what God told you? If He told you, you do this and I'll do this, as surely as you do this, what's going to happen? He's going to do that. What did He say He's going to do? Those that honor me, those that treat me, my people, my things, my word, as important, as substantial, as significant, I'm going to treat them and their things as important and significant. You know, the Lord told me back decades ago in the very beginning of my endeavoring to follow His plan for my life, I was doing a lot of stuff that I didn't feel like was the best use of my time, but it seemed like I had to do it. And I said, Lord, I'd like to, you know, be freed up from some of these things. He said, well, son, I don't mean to hurt a voice now, but inside me, He communicated to my heart. He said, son, the more important your time becomes to me, the more of it I'll give back to you. He began to help me to see. You know, I don't need cameras and internet and jet aircraft and millions of dollars and a bunch of people to help me to watch TV and goof off. And what do I need that for? You see, if what's important to Him becomes important to me, then my stuff becomes important to Him. Amen. Come on, are you listening, friends? My time becomes more important to Him. What I'm doing, why? Because I'm doing what He's doing. But if I don't care about what He's doing, then why does He need to get involved with what I'm doing? Why does He need to support me and help me to blow my life, to waste it? Why does He need to heal me and keep me in perfect health so I can sin stronger? Huh? I don't need a strong voice so I can cuss louder. Or strengthen my body so I can slap people harder. But if what's important to Him is important to me, and not just me now, you, every believer on the planet, He will get in your life. He'll give you tools and resources that'll free you up. Do you care about this, friends? Yes. The more important His things become to you, the more important your things become to Him. You honor Him. Tell me what comes next. He's going to honor you. He'll honor you. You know, God lets you ride in a new car instead of a rusty bicycle. He's honoring you. God lets you live in a good house instead of a shack on the side of the road. He's honoring you. God lets you travel first class instead of the back of the bus. He's honoring you. Wear good clothes instead of rags. He's honoring you. And the most important way He honors us is with His presence. With His presence. I have the sense that it is promotion time for all of us. God's will is that all of us come up to another place of usefulness, fruitfulness, effectiveness, that our words, our lives, our thoughts, our actions, our goings and doings matter and make a difference. And our life was not lived in vain and for nothing. But in order for us to do that, it'll be because He honored us with His presence, with opportunities, with grace, with resources. And that's only going to come after we honor Him. And if we honor Him more, He'll honor us more. Are you interested in learning more about this, friends? This is very, very important. Them that honor me, I will honor. Look in Romans, the 13th chapter, please. Romans 13. Romans 13 and 7 in the God's Word translation says it like this. Pay everyone what you owe them. If you owe taxes, try to get out of them. No. What'd the Bible say? Pay them. Now, I know a lot of people don't like the sound of that, but people say, well, the government's so messed up and they just waste so much money. I know. But there's a lot of people who don't even believe in God, and a lot of people have no faith. And, you know, when I pay my taxes, I'm thinking it's their money that's getting wasted. They don't care. They're saying the wrong thing. My money's going to something good. I mean, building streets and supporting our troops and doing things that are necessary. I mean, you know, the country needs money. You know that. And so all that money that they're blowing, that's somebody else's money that's cussing and don't care. Mine's going to something good.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me